Oh, okay. Shalom Aleichem. We are in the middle of Chavetz Halvavis, Shal Yuchad Amaisa, Perek Dalit. Perek Dalit. The Chavetz Halvavis is in the middle of explaining to us the things that work against Yuchad Amaisa. Again, what is Yuchad Amaisa? Yuchad Amaisa is operating, doing mitzvahs for Hashem. We'll say it in a general way. More specifically, doing mitzvahs for Hashem and not for people around you. The Chavetz Halvavis' discussion of Yuchad Amaisa, he is focusing specifically on the issue of people-pleasing, which can mean a million things. But in a general way, we'll say to impress, to please, as a social thing, right? It's great to be in a society where your mitzvah performance is what gives you social standing, but it provides you with a different challenge. I'll just say in parentheses, better to have to contend with that challenge than to contend with a society that's not like that, right? But it provides a challenge. You don't want to get to a situation where your mitzvah performance is all based on the people around me wanting to impress, please, etc. So now, the Chavetz Halvavis is telling us that there are three things you have to keep conscious of. First of all, is awareness of Hashem. If you have a person who is from by rote, does what he needs to do, Hashem is not really a very significant part of his mind. So he can easily come to a situation where his mitzvah performance is about the things you need to do in order to maintain a good social standing. So that's number one. In order to be able to dedicate everything you're doing to Hashem, you have to have a strong awareness of Hashem. That's number one. Number two is to understand Hashem's expectations. You have to understand Hashem's expectations. So let's see. A person who does not properly understand, I'm going to express this in a general way, as Hashem's expectations. He knows the mitzvahs that he's supposed to do, but he doesn't really understand the expectation. So what he's doing is not going to really be dedicated to Hashem. Shekivon she'einoy mevin ofnei ha'avoida, she'hem ha'teres. Since he does not properly understand the demands of Avodas Hashem, meaning he knows there's a bunch of mitzvahs he's supposed to do, he grew up doing them, he doesn't really understand what is the demand here, what's the expectation here. Kol sheken shelo yavin oifanei hashlamasam, he doesn't understand the demand behind the mitzvahs. He certainly doesn't understand how you're supposed to really perfect each ma'aseh mitzvah that you do. Meaning what? What does he mean? It's still a little abstract. What I mean to say is that the mitzvahs turn into like a technical list of to-do things. But he doesn't understand that this is all meant to be part of a live dynamic, of a live interaction. And in doing a mitzvah, you're interacting with Hashem. That what's behind it is that this is supposed to be ingredients of a relationship, of a real live, tangible, sensory relationship. A person doesn't understand that, then he certainly doesn't understand the next step of how do I go about refining my mitzvahs, polishing my mitzvahs so that they can be the best they can, so that the relationship can be the best it can. And when he does engage in acts of avodas Hashem, the natural tendency will be that he's really doing it for the people around him. Again, it sounds far-fetched. A person is busy living a life of Torah mitzvahs to the people around him. But if you think of it, if you really think about it, if you think about a person who is living by rote, right? And it's common enough, people are living by rote, from never second-guessed it, never They're rolling along in life. And why are they doing the mitzvahs? They're doing the mitzvahs because it's not socially acceptable not to. Because they're part of the society where that's what you have to do. So this is point number two. You have to understand that, yeah, first of all, you have to be well aware of Hashem. And then you have to really understand that Hashem wants you to be busy with Him. That's the idea of the mitzvahs. Hashem wants you to be busy with Him. And therefore, the more focused you could be, the more focused your act is, the more dedicated it is to Hashem, the more you are really in that system in the way Hashem intended it. And then number three, and this is also one that's subtle, it has to be understood because it sounds very simplistic. What is the third aspect that you need to master in order to succeed in this avoid of Yichud HaMaisa? Hear Hu HaYetzer. He said you have to resist the Yetzer's assault on your mind. Now, this again sounds very general and simplistic because any area of Avodas Hashem, obviously you're operating against the Yetzer Hara and you have to be aware of the Yetzer Hara. But he's going to be introducing some subtle points where the Yetzer Hara will be making assaults on the mind of the from practicing conscientious Jew. Now, let's remember, this is point number three. This is after you are the conscientious person who's aware of Hashem, understands the expectation. That's where you want to be. That's what you want to be doing. The Yetzer Hara will be looking to trip you up. And how will he do that? The assault of the Yetzer Hara on your mind will divide into two main categories. And here again, I'm repeating what I said, my big makdim, Rabbi Rucham Levavit said. He said, here you see, he said that he believes that nobody knew the Yetzer Hara as well as the Chavis HaLevavitz and the Yetzer Hara himself. When you get into how he's going to break it down here. So Echad Mehem, number one is, what are his strategies going to be? Machshavos Mesapkos Olav HaAmitos. Now this, either you'll connect to or you won't. He's making a subtle point here, which might not be nageh to everybody, but it's probably nageh to many of the people who have really invested a lot of thought into mapping out their avodas Hashem. Let's see. He hits you with thoughts that cause you to doubt the truths that you've already established, and that will undermine your faith, such that you won't really be able to do anything in a wholehearted way toward Hashem. What do we mean by that? What we mean by that is, he arouses sfeikus and emuna. Now, when you hear that, you think, huh? People are starting to go off the derech. They have sfeikus and emuna. We're talking about something subtle here. We're talking about something subtle that when a person, on the contrary, a person is a conscientious over Hashem, but every so often will be hit with these thoughts of, and especially, so Rav Shach made this point, especially when a person is really applying himself to avoda, to musar, and sometimes you start feeling like, one minute, I'm going to put in all these efforts, maybe it isn't all really true. Or the demands, if you learn musar in the wrong way, can get so overwhelming that you start, that itself starts shaking your belief in it. It's kind of like, maybe I don't really need to be doing all this. Very subtle. We're not talking about what we'll call grub, you know, really per se, maybe all this isn't true. But a certain niggling feeling of, do I really have to be doing all this? So this is one strategy that the Yetzer Hara takes. And that's what Rav Shach talks about that. And he warns that this is something to be aware of when you are engaging in Avodas HaMusar. That's why also it has to be approached correctly. Musar always has to be understood from the perspective of, there's always premises to Musar. Very, very fundamental to understand a couple of premises. And that is that number one, Hashem set this system up for you to succeed. You personally. Right? A person can learn Musar in such a way that you realize the intensity of the demands that it's almost like, forget it, there's no chance. Right? So number one is to understand that Hashem put you in this system. He put you there because He wants you to succeed. And therefore, point number two that emerges off of that is that whatever it is, you're supposed to approach it from exactly where you are. Meaning, you may be learning things that are over your head. Because the truth is that we are in a weak place in terms of our spiritual standing historically. And you learn from like Rabbi Yoina, Ochavis Halvavis, and they're putting out these demands, and you're like, I can't keep up with this. And when you really start getting into how you never know where the negius lies, and you start wanting anything that I'm possibly doing, L'shem Shamayim, I'm really just kidding myself, and the Yetzer Hara is tripping me up without me realizing it. You have to remember, Hashem is not, and this really can cause a person's fakus in emunah. This can cause a person's fakus in emunah. Because when you start feeling like there's no chance, so how could it all really be true? So, what's that? That's right. Well, we'd say emunah in the fact that Hashem, the way a rebbe of mine put it to me is he is not planting mines in the ground where you can't see them, right? And yes, the expectation is find yourself on the map and where do I go from there? Very, very fundamental approach to avodas Hashem. Don't start with objective standards. Find yourself on the map, and then map your route from there. But this is an assault of the Yetzer Hara. This is a strategy. It'll come subtly, but he'll do this. This is something to approach from a number of angles. I was speaking to a chashev, a rav, about a book that I had about the human body. It was written by Apikorosim. And it had Apikorosis in it, right? It had the Apikorosis of, you know, a world that kind of came together by itself, happened by itself. I was speaking to Chasharov and I was asking him about keeping it at home. Most specifically, I had it in the bathroom. I wanted to read about the human body for the purpose of actually following advice Sharon Bavigda Miller. But I said, is it a problem to keep that book like this in the house? It has epicurses. So he said to me, does it have natsniyistika pictures of women in it? And I said, no, that could be dealt with. Everything. If it was here and there, it's easy enough to blot out. Whatever it is, not an issue. So he said, I've yet to see a youth go off the derech because he read an intense chapter on, you know, the world, the Big Bang, evolution, whatever it is, and all of a sudden, you know, it shook his world. I have yet to see that. Where did the sfeikas and emunah come in? When a bachar is challenged with one of the nisyanis in the street out there, which are not that philosophical, right? All of a sudden, he comes up with philosophical sfeikas. That's when the philosophy starts settling in. So that's another point that the Chavis Avamis is making. When you're facing a nisyan, you might be hit by Sveikas and Emunah, which are not coming from a philosophical place, right? Or even another thing to beware of. Sometimes a bad mood can arouse Sveikas and Emunah. So he's saying beware. Know that is a tack that the Yetzer Hara takes. Don't think, I'm not there. You know, this is not something that's going to work with. The Yetzer Hara will have to hit me from other angles. No, the Yetzer Hara will try to hit you also with Sveikas and Emunah. But he's making a point here, not because he wants to get you to go drop the emunah and go off the derech. It's not sophisticated, not because of that, but because he figures if he can hit you with those little sfeikas when you're about to engage in some form of avodas Hashem, he'll take down the level. He'll take down the level because you're kind of doing it saying, maybe it's not real anyways, and why should I put the effort into really focusing it on Hashem? That's enough for him. The Yetzer Hara has profited. He doesn't need to get you off the derech. Or put it this way, he might not think he can. But he can still, there's plenty he can do. And Dayoy, if he can take down the level of your mitzvahs by hitting you with those darts of subtle doubts. So that's number one. V'cherek ha'sheni. Number two is, Shubayimai. This is another strategy of the Yetzer Hara. He comes with all kinds of arguments and proofs. When you really want to get idealistic and you want to really get enthusiastic about avodas Hashem, he'll hit you with, you don't have to go overboard. You don't have to go to such a degree. Take it easy. Everything with moderation. It doesn't have to be so perfect. He undermines the importance of going all the way, of giving it everything you've got, of putting in the effort to make it as perfect as it can be. Therefore, again, he kind of, in that way, he tries to subtly move your mind. Okay, doesn't really matter. Don't put too much of that intense thought into it. And try to, yes, keep you in the material, in the materialistic realm of thinking, in terms of both taking down the level of your of the effort you're going to put into it, and again, in hitting your kavana, in hitting your focus on Hashem. And in the next parak, he moves straight into his discussion to really elaborate on the tactics the Yetzer Hara will take. But okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Good night, Rabbi Yisai.
Thank you.